This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, today we get to hear the voice behind the new resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. Cord Louie has been on the job for just over a month. He's a Montgomery County native, and he's excited to be working close to home.
So I was born and raised here in Montgomery County. I'm a native. I went to Hillsborough High School. Typical farm kid stuff, FFA, football, the whole nine yards. And after high school, I had some choices I had to make, and so I decided that I wanted to pursue an agricultural degree. So I spent 2 years at Lakeland College in Mattoon, Illinois, and sort of got my bearings there and decided I wanted to pursue a degree in agricultural sciences. So then I went to Western Illinois, where I pursued my bachelor's degree.
Ever think you'd end up at Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District?
I had no idea where I would end up, really. So I was excited to hear that there was an opportunity opening up in Montgomery County. Yeah, it's one of those things that it's nice to still be living at home with mom and dad so I can pay back those student loans.
That always helps. I have those too, so I feel your pain. Have you always had an interest in agriculture and resources and conserving the land and things like that? Or was that just something new that you thought, well, hey, maybe this would be a good fit?
So, you know, growing up on a farm, you always have that sort of idea that, not too many people who get into agriculture from a young age tend to want to get away from it. So I've always had that interest in agriculture. But the whole interest in conservationist sort of came from college. One of my professors, Dr. Joel Groover, was an outstanding soil scientist, and one of his main areas of emphasis was cover crops. And so I sort of got interested in it in college, and he exposed me to new opportunities within sort of the whole conservationist movement, and was actually responsible for me going to North Carolina to pursue an internship out of there in sustainability, if you will, of different crops and or resources like water and energy and soils, obviously, too. So.
Awesome. So something you kind of found along the way through schooling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of those things that I just I knew I wanted to be in agriculture, but I didn't know where I wanted to end up, which is why I sort of pursued ag sciences. And it just so happened to work out that after a brief stint of substitute teaching, a position came open with the Soil and Water District. And I went and talked to Chris Reynolds, the old resource conservationist, and he thought that I would be a good fit for the position. So he recommended me, and after an interview process, the board agreed. So,
well, congratulations. How has the job been going so far? I know you haven't been working there too long, but have you had any good experiences yet? Or tell us about some of the work you've been doing.
I have. So it's sort of being that I work hand in hand with the NRCS2, I have to go through all of their gyrations for getting a computer. So this is my fifth week on the job, and I still don't have computer access yet.
Oh, no.
But so it's one of those things that I'm reading manuals right now, and just yesterday I had an endangered species training event up in Pekin, Illinois. So that was really interesting. Right now I'm just sort of riding around with all the other employees of the NRCS and sort of learning the ropes and, learning what we're looking for with different CRP practices. And just on the whole, trying to pick up as much as I can.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start, and I'm hoping you get that computer access soon. I know sometimes
Yes. You
got to jump through hoops for that. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of the programs that Montgomery County Soil and Water has to offer. I know this is something that's done annually, but you have a fish sale going on right now.
Yes, we do. We have a fair amount of variety of catfish. You can also get bluegill, some crappie, and if you already have a pond but you need to feed the fish in that pond, we also sell minnows too. If you're looking to clear your pond off, if it's got moss on it or excessive amounts of grass, we are also selling grass carp. But if you wish to buy grass carp, we need you to bring in a form because we need a little bit more information for the grass carp due to the fact that they have some travel restrictions. So we just need an address, some name, and just some other basic information from you to get the process started for those grass carp.
And how long are you taking orders through?
So we are taking orders through the end of the month. March 31st is the cutoff date for our fish sale. And then on April 5th at around 8 a.m., maybe a little bit beforehand, the fishery will show up with their truck loaded down with fish, and we'll get everybody set up so they can take their fish home.
All right. Well, sounds good. Lots of varieties of fish for people to choose from, whatever their needs may be. Also, something that was done last year, I remember, goes right hand in hand with conservation and taking care of the land and water. You're going to have some water testing available in the next few months.
Yes. So April through July, we just set the dates for this. We have our soil water testing kit for nitrate levels within water. So if you have an area that you want to test the nitrates of it in, just bring in a small sample and we can go ahead and run it through our system. That's, I believe, the third Thursdays of the month, April through July, that we'll have that set up. We do have to share the system with Christian County, I believe, so those are the dates that we agreed that we would have it.
Is there a certain type of container, plastic or glass, and a certain amount of water that they need to bring in?
So ideally, we would have it in a glass container. If at all possible, we would prefer, just to cut down on the likelihood that maybe you pick something up from a plastic bottle. But on the whole, because we're really only testing for nitrates and not other contaminants, it's not a real big deal if it gets brought in any kind of container. Also, ideally, I think we would prefer a gallon. I'm not real certain about the measurement systems and how we're going to go about the quantity of water, but I would say just go ahead and bring in a gallon for safe. That way we at least have a large enough sample.
Sounds good. Well, and I know you'll learn more as you get more experience and you're there more than 5 weeks. So yeah. I think you're doing pretty good, Cord.
Thank you.
Contact information for people if they have questions for you or would like more information about any of these programs, maybe phone number for the office.
Well, first off, we do have a website. It's montswcd.com, and that'll get you access to the Montgomery County Soil and Water District's website. We do have a fish form on there, as well as some of the rental agreements for some of the equipment that we have there. As far as an office phone, we have 532-3361, extension 3, and that will bring you to the Soil and Water District. That will give you Melissa Cobble, our administrative organizer, and then you can be directed to me if you happen to have a question that I can, in fact, answer.
Sounds good. You're doing great. You have the phone number and everything memorized.
Yeah.
That's probably better than what I could do at 5 weeks. Cord, any thing that you would like to say to the county just on behalf of being new and maybe you're looking forward to working with people or final thoughts?
That's exactly it. I look forward to meeting everybody. One of the sort of the draws to the position, if you will, was I look forward to the community aspect of it, being able to work with farmers with their conservation efforts, or if you just want to come in and shoot the bull with us too, that's always welcome.
And once again, we've been visiting with the new resource conservationist for Montgomery County, Cord Louie. And we'll be back with more in just a moment. Help for dairy farmers could be on the way as the National Milk Producers Federation has released recommended changes to the margin protection program in the next farm bill. The Federation says the proposed changes will ensure an effective safety net for the nation's dairy farmers. The recommendations range from changing the way dairy feed costs are calculated to providing farmers greater flexibility in signing up for coverage and using other risk management tools. The proposal includes restoring the feed cost formula to levels first proposed in the 2014 Farm Bill that were cut 10% by Congress. Federation Chair Randy Mooney says fixing the feed formula would, quote, have a noticeable impact on the way margins are calculated in the program. The request also seeks changes to how the Ag Department determines the individual monthly prices of feed, adjustments to premiums, making margin determinations monthly rather than bimonthly, expanding the livestock gross margin program, and allowing producers to use both the margin protection program and livestock gross margin program simultaneously. In other news, if you haven't finalized your decisions for crop insurance this year, you may want to start working on that as you only have until next Wednesday to make changes. March 15th is the federal crop insurance deadline, and according to Country Financial, farmers who do not make insurance coverage decisions on or before the March 15th sales closing date will have the same coverage as the previous year. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.